I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the story of the NFL veteran who learned to play football at Middlebury College. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
DeMarcus Cousins ruptured his Achilles in January of 2018. He made it back for 30 games last season before tearing his quadriceps in April. He came back from that just in time to tear his ACL in an off-season workout on Monday. What's going on?
I don't know. The guy is clearly talented, and he was going to be a big part of what the NBA was hoping was going to be a giant revival on the part of the Lakers this year. That will now be a good-sized revival, I'm sure, because Anthony Davis is still there, and so is LeBron James. But this is just too bad. I mean, there isn't much you can do to a leg that he hasn't done.
Well, Cousins signed a one-year, $3.5 million deal with the Lakers in July. He, of course, was hoping to prove himself over this season and sign a bigger deal after that. What comes next for him?
My guess is he's going to be on the market again next year, only this time with, you know, a red check mark next to his ACL on his resume.
The NCAA has amended the Rich Paul rule so that it no longer applies to NBA agent Rich Paul. This comes after pretty much everyone pointed out the ridiculousness of requiring agents to have bachelor's degrees, especially given the fact that one of the most successful and well-respected agents doesn't have one. Would you like to commend the NCAA for listening to reason for once?
I would like to commend the NCAA for listening to reason for once, but the only reason the NCAA went back on this is because the most famous basketball player in the world, and arguably the 1A best player of all time, raised a stink about it.
Well, agents are already certified by the NBA Players Association. So now that we've got the most ridiculous part of the rule out of the way, what's the point of the NCAA requiring additional certification at all?
Once again, everything the NCAA does is a mechanism of control over the unpaid workforce. They will tell you it's to keep kids from being cheated by unscrupulous street agents, and that occasionally does happen, but that's not why the NCAA made the rule.
The NFL has suspended New York Giants wide receiver Golden Tate for the first four games of the season. Tate took a medication prescribed by a fertility doctor. He discovered days later that it was on the banned list, immediately stopped taking it. So absolutely, let's throw the book at him, right?
Yep. You know, a lot of times you'll hear ridiculous excuses from athletes about how they happened to take a banned substance and,
right,
you know, it was in their peanut butter or something. This is legit. Everybody agrees that this is what happened to Golden Tate. His wife in here trying to have children. He took a drug that was recommended by a fertility doctor. It had a banned ingredient that nobody was aware of. Certainly Tate wasn't. And they're going to suspend him for four games anyway. And they've just turned down his appeal. So he's stuck. But I have a feeling that, shall we call him eventually, you know, little kid Tate is going to grow up and sue the NFL for having slandered him before birth.
The Ohio State University has applied to trademark the word "the" when used in conjunction with the university's name, and people are not happy about it, right, Charlie?
Well, people think it's silly, and of course, the, you know, ground zero for mockery is the University of Michigan.
Who's now going after the word "of"?
Yes, they are now going to trademark the word "of." The signs behind the anchor desk of college football game day on ESPN this year, every time that Ohio State plays, are just going to be priceless. I can't wait.
Simone Biles won her sixth all-around national gymnastics title over the weekend. Congrats to Simone. But I want to talk about the organization that crowned her. The U.S. Olympic Committee began decertification proceedings against USA Gymnastics 9 months ago. But according to the Wall Street Journal, many in that organization are hoping that the USOC will abandon that effort. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think that USA Gymnastics should disappear. And any steps that the USOC or anybody can take to hasten its death, I'm in favor of. And then you rebuild the organizing committee from the ground up. I mean, it's certainly not going to hurt you competitively. Simone Biles seems to be doing fine. There's an opportunity here to create a governing body by and for the athletes.
Yeah.
And not, you know, a bunch of guys in blazers grazing the buffets while Larry Nassar commits his crimes. Let USA Gymnastics be the cautionary tale on how to build a new governing body in the new age. But I think Allie Raceman for president would be a fine idea.
And finally, Charlie, Mike Tyson has revealed exactly how much pot he and his friends smoke at his marijuana ranch every month, and it's a lot.
Well, depending on how good it is, I mean, it's $40,000 worth of prime weed. And may I just say that we started this segment with Boogie Cousins and his joints, and we're ending it with Michael Tyson and his joints.
Oh, boy. Oh
yeah,
boy.
This, I mean, Mike Tyson has gone into the weed business in a huge way. And he's apparently getting high on his own product, which you're not supposed to do, but he seems to be doing fine with it.
Charlie Pierce joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.